It's the things really that people would have considered perhaps quite ordinary that they would have taken with them. So things like, for example, the suitcases that they brought with them, if they did indeed bring suitcases, and the contents, you know, so it might be sort of small household items, maybe like pipes or maybe rosary beads, things that maybe that are intensely personal to them. If there were craftsmen that went abroad, perhaps maybe they brought hand tools with them. So again, we're sort of interested in any examples like that. And again, you know, we're not just talking about sort of the transatlantic emigration to, let's say, North America, but also places like, you know, the seasonal migration between Donegal and Scotland, for example. We're also interested in things like the emigrant letters, the letters that people sent back home, you know, telling about their experiences as well. We're going to produce a little booklet just highlighting some of the items that people took with them and the stories around them. A lot of these items would be intensely personal, so people, you know, might be difficult to share those stories and share those experiences, but we're hoping that we'll get a representative sample, I suppose, of the kind of things that people took with them.
And we know that there's been a major emphasis this year and in recent times on diaspora, and of course this year in particular on gathering, and this feeding into that whole discourse as well.
Absolutely. You know, again, a lot of people would know sort of the people who left and would know their stories and know where they settled. And I suppose because, you know, the focus is very much on the material heritage, on the material culture, we're actually interested sort of in what it is that they took with them and telling part of that story, which up to this time has largely been untold.